Okay, so we're holding here in the middle of that Dhamma. We're actually holding here in the place where I thought we were holding last week. Amar Chacham. So he's being mamshech here to explain how many things are written in a tzura of nevuah, of mashal. Amar Chacham. Tapuchi zohav. So in Mishle it says, tapuchi zohav v'maskios kesev, golden apples in silver filigree, dova duvar alefanov, is when you speak something, alofanov means in a very structured way. So the pashtapshat is that it's very, when somebody makes an argument and it's laid out well and it follows structurally, then it's wonderful. Ushma biyazayin shazachar. So I'm going to explain it to you. And he gives a different explanation. Maskiyois hemagufois hamefutochim bepituchim misubachim. Otzeloima ashebe mekoimus pituchim dakir naim oid. It's like the silver filigree where it's sort of has a lot of holes. It's like a web, a type of material. A lot of tiny, tiny holes. And it's called vinikrakein. Why is it called maskios? So the word istachi means, is miloshin, something that is see-through. The Oma Kimishal Tapuche Zo Besifchas Kesef Dakas and Kovim Oid, who Hadova Shefanov. So Dova Fanov, he doesn't interpret it in this, in his interpretation, to mean when you speak in a very structured way, but rather when you have something that has double meaning to it. It's double sided. So you're saying one thing, which is the outside cover. And then inside you have a pnimius. So the toch has to be, the outside has to be nice. It has to be like silver work. And the inside of it needs to be still better. In other words, the outside is a level of silver, the inside is a level of gold. There's be some sort of opening on the outside to tell you what the inside is about. It's covered with this fine silver work. When you look at it from far, or you don't look at it carefully, it'll be very clear as a kesef. When somebody looks at it very sharply, he'll look into it and he'll see that it's gold. I want to add the following point. If you look at Rashi's and Tosfos, some other Rishonim, whenever they speak on Agadata, they always talk about the literal words of the Gemara. And they always go back and forth on it. And they'll never say that it's a mashal, which has led people to think and believe and feel that they're not going with this whole concept of mashal and so on and so forth. Maybe yes, maybe not. But I do think there's another kud also. There is no chazal when they gave a mashal. The mashal also has to be. It has to make sense to some degree. You can't give a mashal like, you know, somebody was eating a chaza sandwich and that. The mashal has to be, in hilchas pshat, the mashal must be oisgehalten. The mashal must work. You're not intending on a mashal. And that's what he says. The outside kli also is kesef. You can't say, well, it's only a mashal, so even if it doesn't make sense, even if it doesn't work out, even if it's not true, if I give a mashal about a certain city with a river, there's going to be a river and a city like that. If I identify, so understanding the mashal, and the mashal has to make be possible, al derech hapshat is correct, and even the way the Rambam says it, the Rambam says the outside mashal also has to make sense. It's got to be a value. That's one. Second point, the Rambam says there has to be small holes where you can see through. That exists also by the world of remes. In the structure that we have of Torah, we have pshat, remes, and drush and soid. Remes goes with soid, the Gaon says, and remes is the little thread where soid peeks through the outside. So it's not as if the remes justifies the soid. So, for instance, imagine that I know that somebody secreted a message in a letter they sent to me. So I'm going to read the letter, and then I'll pick one sentence that seems to me just a bit out of place. Now, had I not known there was a secret here, I would never have made that diuk, and that diuk would be nonsense. But now I know that one of those sentences is something. So now I can make something of it. So remes is the equivalent in the world of the people who speak that language. Remes is the equivalent to those holes in the silver work where you see through it the gold. The chein heim mishle neviim alei mashalom. So the chitzonius of Nevi'ahs is perfectly good and important in Yonim. Miklolam tikin Yonah kibbutz anishim, to tell me how to make right society. So just like when you, in Mishnah, the things he talks about is how to have a healthy and virtuous society. But the pnimis is chachma ma'elas v'hamonas ha'emes ha'mitasa. It is chachma that helps me be oimid on deeper emes. V'dai says, another point. Ki misha nevuah yesh v'shtei drachim. The mesholim that neviim use come in two sizes. Mehem mesholim shekol mila shebemashu yesh v'inyan. Mesholim where every single word is precise. O mehem mashia kol ha'mashal magel k'inyanahu. The mashal is a general picture of something I want to give over. And as part of the mashal, you get a lot of extraneous elements that are needed to make the mashal pleasant, readable, etc. It's not that every word is adding something to the nimshal. It's there to help make the mashal pleasant, or it's to throw a red herring across the thing so that I'm so busy with all the points of the mishalim that I don't realize where the nimshal is, like a magician when he does his tricks and he sort of does so much stuff so that you don't realize where the thing is happening. And therefore you have a development of all sorts of things that are part of the cover story. Now, this is something that is, I don't say the word controversial, but this is something which there are those who disagree with it. Lamashal, the Radak, will use this type of approach, like Kefal Lashon B'Milam Acheres and so on. It's why is the pasuk repeating twice? Because that's the way a good speaker will make his point twice using a different choice of language. But most speakers, you're not going to sit down and be medayik, the second time repeated it in different words. What did he mean the first time and the second time? That's the way you do a speech. You repeat your point in different words and different mishalim, but it's all the same thing. The others like the Malbum and so on, and everybody else, the Goyen, they are very, very strongly against that. and they believe that anything Kisvei Kodesh, there's not an extra word. And if it's repeated twice, that then there's going to be a different shade of meaning in the second time around. That's what all these farm are built on. This is the norm for it. But he says like this. Now he gives his mashalim. Amrei, v'hinei sulam mutzav arza, ki amrei sulam yarn echad. The latter means something. Mutzav arza is another thing. V'amrei v'resh megi ashamayim and shlishi. V'amrei malach lekim yored. Yire al inyan revi, oilem is a chemishi, yordem in yashishi, vinshets of yore in yashvi. Hine, kol mila shebo bezer moshel, hile inyan moise bekal nimshel. Every word here means something. So the latter represents something, and the nisav arts represents something, and the malachim represents something, the olim represents. Every word here is really, really a moshel. But omnium dimina mina sheni mishe revua, the second type of those mishalim, omroi, Kiva chaloin beisi ba'adesh navi nishkafti ve'erev psoim vina ve'bonim. This is a from Mishle, where he looks out the window and he sees a stupid teenager wandering around. He's wandering over to the house of a zayna, and the zayna comes over to him, and she tells him this, sometimes here, sometimes that. And she starts telling him, you know, I'll give you these things, this and that, and so on and so forth. Now, v'hoyle b'yadeinam, so I skipped the whole thing. V'hoyle b'zeh klal hu. So this is a mashal, obviously. The klal is, and this is the klal in all of Mishlei, the zayna is the chaymer of a person, the guf, and so on. It's always trying to entice the person to be nimshak to it, and trying to sort of present how wonderful things will be if you're only nimshach after the taivas, and the pasuk is warning him, stay away from it because it's up to no good. So v'dima b'zeh v'oyla b'yadeinu zeh klalu. So from this whole thing we have a klal. Hashora mi'moshech ha'taivas aguf nizanasim, not to be drawn after taivas. V'dima choyma shumi sibas ela taivas kashus kula misha zayna neishesish also, and I will explain why this is an appropriate mashal. And that's why all of Mishle deals with the seduction of Isha Zayna, and the end of Mishle is Isha Chayil. And I'll explain that. But he says, and everything that messes up a person comes from his chayma. That's the bottom line of this whole mashal. It's an elema. Shaloya adam nimshach achav amusel levad. A person should not go after his chayma. Because a person's physical self is not much different than an animal. Once I've explained that to you, don't expect to find everything in the mashal has a nimshal. When it says, she told him, Zifcha shlam alaya ayom shlam tenadori, ve'eze inye yore marvadim vati arsi, where she tells him, I've made my bed very comfortable. So don't expect me or anyone to come up with particular references. It's all part of mashal. This is the way zaynim work. This is a depiction of a typical zayna. And the mashal is a person has in himself something that keeps drawing him to bad. But there are no specific details. Like I said before, this is, it's a lot of machloikas in this. The people who are noite more to Kabbalah and so on and so forth go with a very different direction. I want to explain why. It wasn't because they were more from the Rambam or some along the lines. It's very different in the approach. I think this is central to the distinction between the philosophers and the Bali Kabbalah. The philosophers start with Seichel and Das Adam, and the Torah starts with me. I need to be taught right from wrong. I will do it by telling me direct things. I'll do it by giving me mesholim and so on. So Torah really starts with me, and to teach me, it's appropriate to give a mashal that paints a picture of how somebody tries to lure in a boy and so on and so forth. That's legitimate. So when you teach somebody Divrei Chachma, you start with very holistic inyanim, and you're working from him forward. The understanding of all of the Bali Kabbalah and that whole cheder, so to speak, which is today the dominant mahalach, and that's the mahalach that is the mahalach we work with, is Torah started as an extraordinary ruchniistic picture of emes. As it comes down closer and closer to the physical world, it takes on a certain it takes on a certain physical metzias, until it becomes a metzias that even a physical being can relate to. So it started, Torah starts not with the need to teach me good from bad. It starts from from Lamala going down Lamata. So just like, for instance, let's say that when they want to see where atomic particles go, they have a cloud chamber. So you can't see the ions or the atoms or anything, but when they go through a path, they disrupt the water, they make bubbles, and or they go through a cloud, and you can see their effect on something else. So what I'm seeing is not a production. What I'm seeing is physical marks, visible physical marks left by something that normally does not have a visible mark. That's what I get. So it's impossible that there should be something tracing across the water, the cloud, whatever it is that's serving as the medium, and that there shouldn't be a metzias behind it. It's just like when you take an X-ray, an MRI. So Lamashal, when somebody wants to paint a painting of somebody to use in a classroom, you're teaching anatomy, and so let's say you start with a drawing or painting. So you build a painting or a drawing to fit what people will understand. So you'll exaggerate something, you'll leave out something, and so on. When you have an X-ray, there's no such thing like that. You can't say that this is just to add effect to the picture. The X-ray is whatever's inside. That's on the X-ray. There's no. So with the approach of the Mekubolim, that Torah is a hisgashmus. It's a becoming physical of a ruchnius. Then every single element that's visible on the screen has something that's from the inside that's causing it to be visible. There are no stam things. Akapanim. So that's what I'm saying. V'havin zemi many, understand this from me. Kusherish gadol va'atzim asher savare. It's a very important key to help you understand many things I'm going to explain. So I will occasionally be explaining something as a mashal. Don't expect me to always tell you all the details. You're going to end up in one of two bad places. Either you're going to stray and get lost in some detail that's not the important part of the mashal. So you're just going to hit, instead of hitting dead center, you're going to deflect and go someplace else. Or you'll end up explaining things that don't have an explanation, and you'll invent some sort of explanation. You're going to end up with the fantasy that many people of many kitas Lias kol achsmem roitzit shetim tzinyonim ma'amorim, lekimim oimron vami mashetzu. They try to find meanings in things that the person who wrote it never anticipated. They once said to Yaakov Weinberg, how much can you be medayek a rishon? And Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg answered, in as much as the rishon was medayek when he wrote the sefer. If a person is reading some sort of off the cuff description, something, I'm going here for X amount of money, you can get this and this. So it's a general statement. When a person has a legal contract, so every dot is medayik. It's not because there's so much kedusha in a legal contract. It's because the person who wrote it in order that the word should count when it comes to trial. So he says, the mail of finding meaning in things, we have to be sure that there was an intended meaning. He holds, the Rambam holds not. Aval tielom kamrasar v'sholim yediyah saklal, shidosya mechuvenes, v'yaspikho bektasa dvorm shetom edvorei, kinina pleni moshel. Enough if I tell you that this is a moshel. V'im leva adava yoysa, shata kishetedo shu moshel, yisvelcha miyada izadava hu moshel. So if I tell you about someone's a moshel, and I don't explain what it is, that's moshel to, then whatever is intuitive that's a moshel to, that's what it's a moshel for. Those places where I don't explain what the mashal is, so it's my feeling that just by saying it's a mashal, I've already given you enough information. And then you just look at it differently, and it's not difficult to pick out what the nimshal is, if, you know, in those cases. Okay, I think we could hold it here. Any questions, points, or whatever?
How does the Rambam know when it's a mashal like the Sula Mitzvah Arza and when it's not? But what is?
I guess it's his sense of the pasuk. It's pashut what he feels is in this pasuk. I don't know that there's any way to know beforehand. And I'm not sure that there's such a metzias. I think it's simply what?
Doesn't there also, when it comes to like the time of HaMitzvahs, he says like the details even of the mitzvah itself?
Correct. He also, it's all because so Lamashal, and everything. If when you go milamato lamala, if I tell you I'm going to design an activity, oh, it's still early. I'm sorry, my clock is off. We can learn a little bit more. I push it. I didn't realize. We were holding in time-wise, but let me answer your question. When a person is designing some exercise to help somebody do something, so the main points of it are going to be, I'm going to tell you, I want you to run around the block and to sing Hava Negila when you're doing it. So one ought to say, running around the block is healthy for your heart. Singing Hava Negila is to take your mind off the running around the block. I don't need, so when I give a Ma'aseh Mitzvah, I can give you the main point of the mitzvah, but not all the details. And if you're going milamata lamala, it's a perfectly good explanation. Did the Rambam understand, did Rambam think that that's the final bit of it? I don't know. In Mor Nevuchim, that's how it goes. Did the Rambam himself understand that there's something more beyond, and just that it's not necessary to give that over, or it's not some. I don't know the answer to that. Okay, Tzavos Samaima. Kishetirtza lahalas b'yotar kol ma shekol ha'pirkaz ha'maima. Atshedas chomen ha'dova. when you want to make sure you got everything down, Hoshe Prokov Zalze. You need to align the prokim. I want you to know that any extraneous comments that I make in the prokim, I'm putting it down there to use someplace else. I didn't write this book, just, you know, jotted it off. I spent a lot of time, a lot of diuk, and made sure that there not be a lack of an appropriate explanation. The reason why I said something out of place is because I want you to use it in place. Appropriately. Don't try to do away with it, just imagine what I wanted to try to dash something in it, because you're going to do injustice to the sefer and won't help yourself. You need to learn up in every perek what is it that the perek is teaching me, and keep it in mind. But I am by Tadde, keep looking, you know, and you will find explanation for the greatest of the issues that any intelligent person who's studying Yiddishkeit has. And I'm going to speak to anyone who learns this. Shalo yifarish men afilu dove echad. Voloi yivay mimen al zolosei. Elo mashu mevur mefurish bedivim mishigadami yuchach nasein ayiduim. Everything I wrote has in itself is something that says in somebody very reliable. Omno mashayob mimen al mashalama zosinu. Something that was never said by him before. He should not teach it to other people that this is what it means. It's an incredible statement. And first of all, I don't know exactly who's referring to the Chachmet or Seinu Ayiduim Shekdamani. The Goinim? I mean, there weren't many. The Rambam was from the early Rishonim. There were not many that the Balatosis, who were sort of concurrent, did the Rambam know them? The Rif didn't write anything in philosophy. The Rimi Magach didn't write anything in philosophy. Gonim wrote a little bit here and there. They mentioned something about philosophy, but also not major. So does he mean Tanoim and Amoraim? I don't know. I'm not sure what he means over here. And it's also incredible because the Mor Nevuchim is a very Mechodesh Tekas Sefer. So who exactly is he being toiled in? Who does he mean over here that you know, it was Kadmani. I don't know.
Just say that it's that if you find a stero in anywhere else before me.
But who are the anywhere else before me? Somebody today gets up and says everything I say is alpi yisaidis kedumim. So it means the Ramban, it means the Rashba, Rabbi Rebbe Chaya, all yisaidis Torah. Fine. What does he mean? Who does he mean? Who's he referring to?
If you find something that you understand that it says sir the Gemara somewhere.
The Gemara is the only thing. So Mishle, so it could be, you know, but Al Mashu Mevum first. So, you know, I don't know. It's hard to call what the Rambam says Mevum Mefirish. It seems like the Breslov writes somewhere that you can explain everything I said any however way you wish, but not against the Shulchan Aruch. So it's almost like he says, don't make me into a radical Shita, into a different sheet and so on. So he probably means the way he learned up Chazal, I guess. I don't have any other Havana. And he shouldn't try to slug me up. Could be he understood the exact opposite of what I wanted. And he's going to harm me. I want to help him, and he ends up harming me. So I'm trying to say something to help the person, and he learns in it something which distorts me. Listen, think of everything what comes. And if there's even one thing that he feels helped him, then be grateful. And that's fine. And if he can't find anything to say for that's helpful, make believe I never wrote it. And if he sees there's a problem, I feel fair shroch, even if you need to that anyone who starts, even if he doesn't know anything, there will be some things here that he'll gain from. That person who's a shlemus, he knows Gemara and he knows philosophy, knows this and that. Who you kabel to elas bechol prokav? He will get to us from everything. And he'll be very happy with it. So you have a way of testing yourself where you're holding in learning. If you're very happy learning this, then you know that you reached a high madrega. If you only occasionally get something out of it, then you're masking the other. So it's a very good, you have the Rambam as a test. The people will fool themselves and they think they're Bala Iyun, but their mind is a chant. They really don't have a one in Kachma. They will be very upset. They're going to want to avoid certain prakim. They're going to have a hard time with it. So now we have a third category. Rambam says a very sharp expression. Rambam can be, for those of us who went through the letters, Rambam can be very sharp. The Rambam says, why will these people be so upset? He says, first of all, because they won't understand what I'm saying. And secondly, they're going to realize that they don't understand anything. And they've got this whole package of stuff that they feel are yediyas and havanis and yunim, and they don't, and I've just sort of took the air out of the tires. That's very, very upsetting. Drama doesn't mince words in his. Kosh Baruch Hu knows that I was quite apprehensive writing this. They're meant to be hidden. No sefer has written about it. It's interesting. Emunas V'Deis touches on some of the points. So how do I get up and make a sefer? No sefer has been written before, and I get up and make that sefer. Aval nish anti al shtei akdamos. There were two things that I relied on. Ha'achas mehem omram k'moizeh inyan eisas Hashem. I felt it's needed, it's necessary, and I must do it. That if a person does his ma'aseh l'shem shemayim, Seif dava, ani ha'ish asher, kishi tzekehu ha'inyan, v'yeitzar lo ha'derech. I'm a type of person that when things bother me, and the only way I can teach the truth is that it'll be helpful or it will be pleasing for the one person who is a chasher person, but not for 10,000 fools. I'd rather write it for that one person and couldn't care less what everybody else will say about me. So I know that this sefer may not please many people may not get much out of it, and so on, but I would rather write a sefer where the one sholem gets what he needs than write us a popular type of sefer. Okay. Any points now? Any questions? Any points? Good. Okay. So Shabbos.
Shabbos with Chodesh.
Chodesh. Yes, Chodesh. Thank you.